This is Mary Jane and
Tiffany the Lass.
We're from PiratePods.com and we're on the phone with the team from We Earth.
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so would you guys mind introducing yourselves and saying what you do?
Yeah, I'm Patrick Sellers and I'm the director of the project here at We Earth.
I'm Jeremy and I'm in charge of outreach and coordinating events.
And I'm Christy Steitner. I'm the manager of the marketplace.
And I'm Jess Kelly, and I'm head of marketing here.
So your group started in 2008, and you're a networking group that wants to bring together people on a more conscious level. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're trying to bring together essentially artists, activists, and other individuals who care to try and, to put it simply, make the world a better place.
And so how's it going so far?
We launched on Earth Day this year, and we basically spent the summer promoting and getting the word out there. We just launched our online store, so that's been our most recent focus.
Well, yeah, you guys were saying how one of your goals is to get artists involved in this project. So I'm just wondering, how do you guys feel about all of these sort of Go Green festivals that are going on? Do you think there's any hypocrisy to them?
I think that they're getting a little bit more focused and serious on it. We participated in the greening efforts of a smaller festival in Northwest Florida earlier this year and came across a lot of the trouble that there is really truly greening a festival event. But it seems like their methods are getting better and better all the time. We had the pleasure of meeting with the person who was in charge of greening at the Rothbury Festival this year, which was specifically a green event and was by far the most green event that I've seen happening. So, yeah, I think that they're making strides in the right direction and their success is getting better every time. And the different events are learning from each other as the culture seems to be becoming more aware of that sort of thing and expecting it from these events. So I think it's working.
What were some of those components that made it the best green festival that you've seen?
Everything that they had, all of their materials were compostable that the festival provided, and all vendors were required to use those compostable items from, you know, cornstarch made cups and knives and forks to plates and all that kind of stuff. There was I went on a tour of their greening efforts, and the amount of actual trash that was produced by the event was next to nothing compared to the mountains and mountains of compostable items. There wasn't even that much recycling, really. They were focusing more on trying to make everything compostable and to compost it back in the land right near where the festival was going on. They provided portable ashtrays for cigarette smokers so cigarette butts wouldn't end up everywhere. They had a solar-powered cell phone charging station so people wouldn't be turning their cars on in the campground to charge their cell phones and things like that. And on top of that, the festival was kind of balanced between musical acts and forum discussions on green topics and the future of the world.
Mm-hmm. And who, not to focus all on festivals, but I have one more question. Who were some of the sponsors of that?
There was a couple. I don't have it here in front of me. I know that Michael Franti and his organization was one of the bigger sponsors, and he was a big part of the event. He did a think tank that he ran one think tank, and also I know his group was the one that was putting on most of the greening efforts, but I'm not sure.
In the last couple of months, it seems like promoting sustainability and going green and being more aware of the environment has sort of been, it's been looked at as more of a fad, as something instead of something serious that needs to be taken into account. What do you have to say about that?
You know, the idea for this website, well, I actually started as a website focused on endangered ocean wildlife, and sort of evolved from that into a green-focused site, and then beyond that into something that tries to incorporate the celebration of life through art as part of the movement that's going on, and not just the green movement, but the activist movement in general, that people are taking a more active role in participating in the future of the world. And I'd say that, you know, We Earth kind of came about because of conversations I had and that we had with people about this, where the sort of green movement seems to be transcending just the green movement into things like social justice and a general appreciation for life on this planet as we know it. And that's kind of the reason we decided to take this beyond the green movement into, you know, something that focuses on a bigger ideal.
Mm-hmm. I just want to jump in. I would say that it's not necessarily a fad. I know a lot of people look at it that way, and, you know, people are going to look back in 20, 30 years and be like, oh, that was the green era. Just like we look back at, like, the 70s, that was the disco era. But I really think that people are believing. People are seeing it, and it's starting to affect people. And maybe it's turned into a fad, but I don't think it was a fad as it initially started. I think people are truly, in their hearts, wanting to make this happen.
Could you explain what's going to be up for sale there? Or what your... Will you have to be part of the network to purchase items? Or how is that going to work?
You do need to sign up for the network. You can do that on the Marketplace site. You just...
By going to www.weearth.com, that's weearth.com, you could then go to the link. You could log in and link to the Marketplace right through that website.
And it all links to your profile page on the social network as well.
Yeah, it's definitely, we're going for the social commerce model where the user actually can go in and leave comments and rate and talk about items and stuff like that. We try to make it so that the products that are available in our store, there's a simple way of contacting the manufacturer or artist about the product and finding out more information. Responsible shopping, responsible commerce means something different to everyone, whether that's organic or fair trade or vegan or handmade.
We have everything on there from fair trade shoes and bags to beauty stuff as far as lotions and fair trade body washes and soaps from Dr. Bronner's to handmade jewelry and some anything from hula hoops and poi. There's a huge variety of things that our store is hosting, and we'll continue to have more and more variety.
Christy brings up a good point. Some of the items in our store, like we teamed up with an interesting company called Fire Groove here in LA that their business is based on the healing power of creative movement, creative motion. So, like, one thing that they do is they have free yoga in a park here in LA every day of the year that they offer. They also do yoga classes and hula hoop classes and fire staff spinning and all these other creative motion things. And so we host their products on our store. They're handmade, but the items that they use to make them, their focus has not been on sustainability in the past. So as part of teaming up with them, we're going to be working with them to try and help streamline the way that they create their products so that it can be done in a more sustainable way. And so those are the kind of companies we try and work with and the kind of situations we try and build with the product manufacturers and artists in our store.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm just wondering, the saying always goes that one person can make a difference, but I'm just wondering, what do you guys feel is the one way that one person can make a difference?
Well, using their voice and just taking action and actually trying, just making the effort in their daily lives on a small scale to make a difference in the world. You don't have to do you don't have to do the most amazing things or the most complicated and hard things to have an effect in this world. Every little step makes a difference, and every little step you take in your own life to, you know, be more socially and environmentally responsible in the way you do things helps, and you can't get caught up in trying to change everything about your lifestyle all at once and just making one step, one step now and one step a week from now and one step a month from now is what makes a difference, and over time changing the way you interact with your environment.
It should be a continuous evolution of learning, and, you know, there's something you can do every day, something different that you can incorporate in your lives.
Yeah, we believe very much that each person's voice is equally as important, and so what we try and do is provide them the means to use their voices and be heard by a community that wants to listen. Whether that means producing video content and getting your voice out that way, or writing blogs and articles or however you want to use your voice. We just try to provide our community the means to do that and to be heard through the website.
Or even selling a product.
Yeah.
Where the proceeds go back to help women's shelters or various other organizations.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things going on out there that are making their little impact in the world, and really what our aim is to bring them together and bring them the means to be able to communicate with each other and to collaborate on their endeavors and to better succeed in trying to affect the world in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any groups that you're not in contact with now that you'd like to collaborate with in the future?
There's many.
Yeah.
We have the whole world and we just started.
I mean, really what we're trying to be is kind of a grassroots hub for grassroots movements, whether that's an independent musician or a grassroots, nonprofit that's just getting started and things like that. By combining our efforts and providing those groups resources, we hope to make it a little easier for them to succeed. And in essence, we're about to go into cross promotion phase and trying to team up with many organizations that have similar ideals and advocate, using your voice. We're kind of focused a lot in using your voice and free speech and freedom of the press, and that line being blurred between regular person and the press and the way media is moving these days. And our studio section, we envision to host user-generated content as well as, acquired content that We Earth seeks out from members of its site and elsewhere, as well as We Earth produced content to, try and get some ideas out there and whatnot. So we're looking forward to that coming up.
And what's, if you don't mind me asking, who's your financial backers? Or, because you guys can't all be doing this on your own.
No, we raised...
Not after the stock market yesterday.
we raised a year and a half worth of startup financing through our parent organization, Q Media Assets.
When We Earth is all set up and running, where do you guys hope to take it?
We have big future plans.
Yeah. Sky's the limit, right? I think we're trying not to spread ourselves too thin here in the beginning, but our goal really is to provide as many resources as possible to the artist and activist community and, the community of individuals who care enough to try and make a difference in the world. We kind of see that focusing around artists and activists, but that could mean anything. But the ideal is just to provide... continually evolve and provide more resources to that community and better resources to that community as the time goes on. We also see ourselves participating more in promotion of independent artists that are community members as well, and the production and distribution of the independent art created, especially that which is created through collaborations on the site. We are also focusing on a worldwide thing, and so we're interested in getting involved in independent art collaborations that cross international borders and things like that. So that's where we see it going once it gets off and running.
One of the themes throughout the site was we want to make a difference. We want people to use their voice and be heard, and we want to make the difference. So as we said earlier, the sky's the limit of where we could go. We have the site that it's built in various languages, so once we break the boundaries, we can go to these countries, and the site doesn't have to be in English, and our commerce doesn't have to be in U.S. dollars. So that's where we hope to eventually be a couple years down the road.
It's interesting to note, too, that of our first little influx of members, significant handful of them have come from other countries, especially the ones that have just sort of stumbled across the site and joined. It seems like there's a lot of individuals who fit our target audience, I guess, in the international community. And it's been really interesting to see those pop up from different places around the world. So I think internationally minded is where we see ourselves in the future.
All right. Well, I have three really quick questions. They're really silly, but I always ask them at the end of the interviews.
All right.
And the first one is, do you guys have any slang terms that you overuse?
I've been finding myself saying "for sure" way too much lately.
Oh, let's see. That's how it is, right? Right.
Well, what's everyone's drink of choice?
Nice cold frosty beer.
A Guinness.
I have to say the whiskey drinks have been tickling my fancy lately.
I'm a fan of Fat Tire myself. Christy, I know you got one for this.
Really, any, I'm not.
Anything with alcohol in it.
Red wine.
Any good beer or cheap wine I'm okay with. If it comes in a mix, it's better.
How do you guys feel about eyeliner?
On women, it's great.
On guys, it's great. I made my husband wear it down the aisle.
I don't wear eyeliner. Not a big fan of eyeliner.
They don't at the office anyways.
Yeah.
So we're piratepods.com and we'd like to thank you for your time. And could you give us a pirate impression or a pirate joke?
I think we could do a pirate impression for you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, you guys. It was great to talk to you.
Appreciate it.